Aryeh Myers, and he's a senior paramedic at Magen David Adom, the International Relations Department. Aryeh, thanks for being with me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
So I think the terrorist attack in Ramot in Jerusalem yesterday made us want to speak to you about operating under the most extremely pressurized conditions one can imagine. Add to that 2 years of war, terror attacks. How are your personnel holding up?
So, like you said, for the last 2 years or so, we've been fully operating at full steam ahead, whether that was from the start of the war on the 7th of October, where we manned every single vehicle in the fleet. And the same again through Operation I'm Killer V or Rising Lion, where we had to do the same again, ensuring that every single ambulance had at least one member of staff on there so that we could respond to everything that was happening. And at the same time, providing routine responses across the country and being prepared for anything else that might happen. And like you said, the attack in Ramot yesterday shows exactly how that preparedness comes into effect, with dozens of emergency vehicles, medicycles or motorbikes, ambulances, intensive care units on scene within moments, trying to save as many lives as they could. We obviously send our condolences to the families of the six people killed in this horrendous terror attack. And we treated on scene some dozen patients, about half of those in critical condition, very serious condition. And our teams, like I said, were on scene very quickly, and ensuring that the people of Jerusalem received the response that they need to get.
Well, that I've got no doubt you did, and you did as professionally as one would expect you to do it. What my question dealt more with the psychological toll of working under those stressful environments had on your first aid responders themselves. How are they holding up?
So luckily we are in a very resilient nation and in a very resilient organization. We also ensure that we look out for our staff and our volunteers in any way that we possibly can, whether that's starting from just a basic debrief at the end of the call, just to make sure that the staff who dealt with that call directly are okay with what they've seen and what they've dealt with, whether that means referring people to any counseling they might need or any further treatment as well. We make sure that our staff receive that support whenever they should need it. We go to them to ask, and they also know to come and ask us if necessary. But like you say, it does take a toll, absolutely. We are human no less than anybody else on the streets with a very, very special role to play within Israeli society.
The other issue that I was kind of toying with in my brain was you are just humans after all, and you're exposed to the realities of Israeli life. No doubt people have had who work for you have had relatives wounded in attacks or could even have relatives who hostages. How does the Magen David Adom succeed in working, taking no heed of whether one is an Israeli, a Palestinian, or foreigner? Or is this challenging for you? Is it just part of your DNA?
The most important part of our DNA is the fact that we are there to treat people. And those people could be from any sector of Israeli society, whether that's the Jewish population, the Christian population, the Muslim population, Druze, etc. We are aware of the fact that 20% of Israel's population are non-Jews, but not only are they part of the population, but they're also part of Magen David Adom itself. So we have an inside view into all of these communities, mm-hmm. and we're able to respond with cultural sensitivities that are as vitally important as our medical skills are as well.
You know, I was thinking about that because having lived in Australia, they had their own ambulance system there, very much like Hatzalah here in Johannesburg. When I asked there at the time, I said, what's the reason for this? They said many of the members of the Australian Jewish community were Holocaust survivors. And for them to have an ambulance arrive with blaring sirens and people in uniforms would be nothing short of traumatic for somebody who's been through that experience. And that gets you thinking about, for example, women and modesty and what you can touch and what you can't touch. You must be exposed to the most different cultural differences imaginable, each of which requiring certain sensitivities.
Absolutely, 100% right. And we have training in being aware of those sensitivities. But again, my shift that I'll do on an ambulance, it could be me and it could be one of my Muslim colleagues. And depending on what the situation is, they might take the lead on that call because it works better for the family. Obviously, we want to provide the best medical care possible, but also we want to be aware of everything else that's happening around us. And if we need to treat somebody with a different set of ideals, let's call it, then we'll be very much aware of that, and we will still aim to provide the best medical care possible.
It's for the first time that I'm actually thinking about just how big and complicated your operation is. Most of us just see ambulances and presume they work. You forget about a control center that's required. And suddenly, you know, I'm starting to think, well, how do you coordinate with the Israel Defense Forces, the Palestinian Red Crescent, UN bodies, hospitals? How does this actually operationalize?
So we have obviously a large command and control system that is in direct communication with the Israel police, with the fire department, with the IDF. We have regular briefings with all of these bodies as well to make sure that we are as coordinated as we possibly can be. Also for the hospitals themselves, if we need to transfer, to make sure that we've got the best contact in the hospitals themselves. And yes, we do still have ongoing contact with the Red Crescent. And if we're attending calls, and you'll often see at the same scene, you'll see a Magen David Adon ambulance as well as a Red Crescent ambulance, especially in Jerusalem, especially across Judea and Samaria. You'll see that fairly regularly. Just last night, there was a very serious car accident where there were patients who were Palestinian patients and Israeli patients. And we're able to coordinate with the Red Cross to make sure, with the Palestinian Red Crescent, to ensure that everybody receives what the service that they need to receive.
I'm nearly out of time, so final question for you, Aryeh. What is your greatest challenge?
Our greatest challenge as an organization at the moment is being prepared for whatever the future may throw at us. And I'm sure you're all following the news that's been happening just this afternoon.
We have indeed.
Across the Middle East.
Yeah.
And again, Magen David Adom needs to be ready to go from routine to complete crisis and emergency mode in a matter of moments. And we're fortunately or unfortunately well practiced at it. And we're hoping that nothing occurs, but always ready for it to do so.
Aryeh Meyer, Senior Paramedic at Magen David Adom. You are doing Avodat Kodesh. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you very much.